How do you greet a friend who calls you friend? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How do you greet a friend who calls you a friend? Now, let's just look up in the dictionary what the definition of friend is. As far as I remember, friend means someone who cares about you, someone who stays in relationship to you through thick and thin, someone who is understanding and compassionate of you as you live your life. And is this the kind of beings that you want to create in your world? Do you want to create friends, or do you want to create people who are unconditionally loving in your world? Do you want to create people who are so thoughtful and so beautiful and so magnificent in your world? Your reflection, of course. What do you want to create in your world? Now, this is what the dictionary says friend is described as.
Friend, first definition, one attached to another by affection or esteem. B, acquaintance, one that is not hostile. One that is of the same nation, party, or group. One that favors or promotes something as a charity. A favored companion or promotes something as a charity. A member of a Christian sect that stresses inner light, rejects sacraments and an ordained ministry and opposes war, called also Quaker.
Period.
That's it.
Thank you. How do we look at friends? The way we look at friends is more that a friend is someone who you have compassion for, someone you care for, an acquaintance, someone who is close to you, someone who is special in your world. Now, these are all good, but when you look at another person, do you look at them as some person that you need in your world, some person that's important to you, or do you look at everybody else in the world, everybody, not only people you know, but everybody in your world, do you look at them as what? Do you look at them as a reflection of yourself? And what is that reflection? Is that reflection of yourself a reflection of unconditional love? Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could create in ourselves, in our relationships, in our circumstances, every single being, a being of unconditional love, a reflection of ourself? Now, what does unconditional love mean? Unconditional love means to love without conditions. I don't love you because. You see now the marriage song, because you come to me with naught save love. Well now, my goodness sakes. You see, life is too much conditional. Conditional love, conditional relationships. I will love you if you behave, you say to your children. It's hard to love you when you don't behave. And that love should have nothing to do with behaving and not behaving. You love because you are love. You love because you are beautiful. You love because you are unconditional. Now, could a father ever not love his child? Could a mother ever not love her child? Could a mother never, ever not love her husband? Could a husband ever not love his wife? If those conditions of not loving are possible, then what happens? Then that's a conditional relationship. And if you have a conditional relationship, my goodness sakes, you have no relationship at all. You have the circumstances where you are forcing someone else into your point of view. And this isn't really what you want to do. You don't ever want to force another person into looking at life like you look at it. You are unconditional love. And you look at the world through your eyes of unconditional love, and all you see is a world of unconditional love. Anything that anyone does in a conditional way, you don't even see that. You don't even see that. You see, the condition of winning a war is when you subjugate the enemy, you know. The condition of winning an argument is when you are lording it over someone else with your wisdom or your brilliance or your information. And those are not things that you want to do. When a father sort of controls his children, a mother controls her children, and they control them by using the whip, they're using the strap, using the stick, using their hand for spanking them, and that's no control. That's no control. If violence is just totally out of the picture, if violence just is totally an anathema to all of us, then it starts at the home. It starts with the family members. If a wife or husband is ever violent to one another, then their world is filled with war. If a man and woman are ever violent to their children, violent, if they ever want to slap them, if they ever want to beat them up because they have just irritated them to the tick of toes. And you see, they're not in control. They're not doing it with unconditional love. And unconditional love knows no violence. It only knows love. It only knows respect. It only knows honor. It only knows truth. It only knows original purity and integrity. Now, can we live in a world like that? Is our world a world like that? Is our world, look out at our world and read your newspaper and listen to your television and talk to people. And what do you got? Garbage, 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 garbage. Oh, really? Oh, really? Now, what did Sylvia read you here about the Quakers? The Quakers, they don't believe in violence. They don't believe in any outside controlling thing. They believe in peace within, and they do not believe in war. And Richard Nixon was a Quaker, not a very good representative of being a Quaker because of some of the things he did. And he did them in a rather difficult way. Now, what's going on? What's going on? If we, in unconditional love, do not do things in a harmonious way, then how can we expect the world about us to do things in a harmonious way? If we have not trained ourselves to be unconditionally loving with ourselves, really ourselves. And what does that mean? No, that doesn't mean that you can be walked down or that you can be belittled or that you have to have limitation. Unconditional love means you love everything in your world. You love it. Now, you love your house, you love your car, you love your family, you love your government, you love your country, you love your world, you love your satellite, you love the universe in which you live. You love it all. And if for 1 minute you allow yourself not to love it, you say, whoops, 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 that's not me. That's not me. And then if you hear out in your world anyone being unloving and you acknowledge it and recognize it, then that is who you are. You cannot allow yourself ever to talk about war. You cannot allow yourself ever to talk about violence. You cannot allow yourself ever to talk about anything which is contrary to being unconditionally loving. So, a father who has a child who is recalcitrant, who is naughty in any way, it's because the father did not train that child. If that father first were unconditionally loving himself and the mother were unconditionally loving themselves, their children would be unconditionally loving. And this is just the way it is. And so if it starts in the family where you are unconditionally loving, and your children and your wife and your husband are unconditionally loving, then your neighbors are unconditionally loving, then your relatives are all unconditionally loving, then your world is all unconditionally loving, and there's no non-unconditionally loving activities going on any place. Every place is an unconditionally loving response to the world, because that's who you are. To the pure, all is pure. This simple statement is there, and it's just, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think unconditionally loving in your heart, then you are unconditionally loving. If you think peace in your heart, then you are peace. Let there be peace on earth. Oh, let there be peace on earth. No, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Your family is upset about something, and you come into the picture, husband or wife, and you look at the family that are distressed over something, and you say to yourself first, I am unconditional love. And then, without further ado, you begin your show of being unconditionally loving. And you go to your family and say, hi everybody, how you doing? And they say, rawr, rawr. And you say, gee, it's nice to see your happy, smiling faces. And they look at you and they say, my God, don't you wake up and see what's going on here? And you're just always so thoughtful of each other. It's a pleasure to be a member of this family. It's just a pleasure. I come home here and I see your smiling faces. And they're not smiling, but you see them. I see your smiling face, and you say, oh, you're bazunk, you're bazookers, you know, you're off your rocker. Yeah, well, what's going on here? And you just say, you're so wonderful, you're so wonderful, you're so wonderful, you're so wonderful. And they'll say, my God, my dad has, he's rolled over. And so pretty soon they realize their anger is not going to get to you. Their unhappiness is not going to touch you. Their discussion or their argument or whatever it is not going to mean anything to you. And you're just going to go in there and you're going to say, it's so nice to see all of you cooperating with each other so beautifully. It's so nice to see all of you loving each other so beautifully. And all of you allowing each other to be the beautiful souls that you are. I'm just so happy to be a member of this family. Oh, you know, and do that. But you say, that's not easy. It is very easy when you get accustomed to it. You can play the piano very beautifully if you practice, practice, practice. And then you practice, even if you don't know music and you're not good at anything, if you practice that, you gain a skill. And at least you'll be mechanical at it. And the love comes. But the thing is, do it. Do it. I was reading in a magazine this morning on health, from the AARP group, and in the article it said, if people would sing, they would have healthy bodies and healthy minds. If they would just sing wherever they're going and just be happy. Then, they said, if people would sing a cappella in a group, with or without music, that is, without an instrument, but they sing, and they sing in a group. The first thing they're trying to do is what? What's the word? Harmonize. Like the barbershop quartet, they want to harmonize. It doesn't matter what melodies or what words they're singing, they're harmonizing, and the harmony makes the whole thing glorious. And an a cappella choir is a choir that is harmonizing. You have your altos, your bass, your tenors, your sopranos, you have your coloraturas, and you have all of the possibilities that you can have, and everybody is not looking at the other one saying, you know, you sing bass, you should sing soprano, you know, and they don't say that. They just say, we harmonize. Now, every morning here on campus, and everywhere else I go virtually, I conduct an om with whomever is around. And we will put our arms around each other and we'll say, om, 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 om. And most of, not most, but several in the group feel they have a better key for the om than the rest of us. And so they try to take their key. Amen. And we have to be totally unaware of what they're doing. It's better to... And what do you do when they're making these noises and you can get the telephone finally shut off? But what do they do? They want to have their own note. They want to have their own key. They don't want to harmonize. Now, they can have their own notes as long as they harmonize. But if they're going to be out of harmony, then they shouldn't do that. whenever I have people giving an om, I like them to follow my om, and I start out low enough so we can go high enough and still not lose our pitch, not lose our commonality. Now, why is it that people sometimes just want to play their own game? Now, Ingeborg is not always so good at catching the note, and I tell Ingeborg, listen, Ingeborg, to the note that we're doing and try to find it. It's there. You know, just try to find it and get your and then work on it. And if you're working on it, we don't mind. But if you're just sailing off into your own your own note, then that's not necessarily beneficial. Now, it's okay. I go on giving the om and not paying any attention to any of the people around me who don't choose to find the note that we're on. And this sometimes happens. Ellen likes to come up with her own note occasionally. And that doesn't lead to harmony and doesn't lead to a charming response. Although, who cares? I am not saying the om for Ellen. I'm saying the om for me. I am including Ellen and Sylvia and Ingeborg in the om and anybody else who's here because that's what I'm doing. And they all love it. And then after the om, we say, I like me seven times. I like me, 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 I like me. And then all is, I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. Now, you see, when we do that, we are putting a cause in motion. We're putting a cause of balance in motion. And all the problems that we face in the world disappear. And when we can learn to sing together and harmonize together, the om is a song that I'm teaching you every morning. Mm-hmm. And every morning we get nearer and nearer to perfection. And when we get really on perfection, we will be like one voice in a harmonious flow of sound that will be just uplifting to us. We'll just feel tingly and goosebumpy all over it. And that's what we really want to do. And that's unconditional love. And then we take that unconditional love and we transmit that to everyone in our world. We transmit it to everyone and share it with everybody, and we realize that there is nobody in our world who can shake our boat. Not that that's what we realize, but that does not take place because we are
unconditional
love. And so long as we're unconditional love, the world is beautiful, glorious, fantastic. I listen to my dial healing words sometimes as I'm walking on the path because I can tune in my telephone to that and it's on my earpiece. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful because unconditional love is what it's all about. Have a lovely day and let unconditional love be the game that you always play. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.